we will find Rick Goslin, the Goose. Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be with you today.
It is our pleasure indeed. A couple of things to get with you about. You want to do this one first, Sean? Okay, so Goose, I want you to sit down. You need to sit down for this.
I'm sitting.
Okay, because yesterday during the mix, as we were discussing what was on the show today, we mentioned you. And we mentioned that you were in Minnesota for the game and you were with George on this trip.
Yep.
And Jake and Dan were in here in the mix, and a certain challenge was thrown down. So let's let you listen to the audio and respond to this challenge that was thrown down.
Hey, Goose used to be an all-city winger in Detroit. He was a good hockey player. Really good.
But the game was in Minnesota.
Yeah, but it was Stars Charity.
Oh. Huh.
Okay.
Well, so, I'd like to – we should have got Goose to lace him up when we did the hockey game, Charity Challenge.
I would.
Let's bring it back.
I would hunt him.
What is wrong with you?
I will find you, and I will put you into the 200s.
He was an all-city hockey player. He could never – you could never catch him.
He put the brakes on with you.
Me?
And then, yeah, you.
Dude, I'm a speedster.
Well, I was there at the game with Tyler Seguin. I wouldn't call you a speedster.
Relative to Goose?
Wait a minute. Goose can play. He can really play, man.
Let's see it.
All-city winger in Detroit.
All-city winger. Detroit. This isn't all-city.
Okay. Yeah,
right, in North Richland Hills.
Yeah, that's hockey town.
Yeah, catch me in Grapevine Friday.
I like their initials, by the way, Donnie.
To do what?
We got a big rink out there.
Boy, we need to line this up.
Let's
go.
I've got everything
I
have.
We need to line up a
Let's go.
V Jake.
Let's go.
Skating challenge.
And it wouldn't even, like, Jake would be out there just huffing about, and Goose is just gliding, just just lapping him.
Doing a pirouette.
Okay.
Stick handling. And Set Jake is just.
Break that, old man.
Oh, Goose. I don't think you should take this sitting down.
Uh-oh.
Are we talking now?
Yeah, we're talking now. We're back.
I think he's sitting down.
Oh, man. I think Goose is mad.
I haven't had a hockey stick in my hand since 1989. I skated once since 1990. My hockey sticks are wooden, and my equipment is leather. So he wants to take me on. I haven't skated in 3 decades. I probably have a longer drought than he has been on this earth. And he wants to take – oh, that's awfully nice.
Let's take a couple weeks.
Let's get Goose up to speed.
Get back on
that's
the
right.
ice.
I'm gonna need a couple months on this.
Okay.
If you want me to get in hockey shape, this is crazy.
Right. Get some raw eggs. Drink some raw eggs.
Yeah. Just go
you know.
Full Rocky.
Right.
I bet a lot of defense players like to play Tom Brady when he's been out of the game for 3 decades.
Whoa.
And I bet a lot of baseball players like to hit against Bob Gibson after he's been out of the game for 3 decades. So yeah.
Wait a minute. 3 months down the road. Is ticket stock.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Goose.
And there's going to be a rink close.
We need you training for this so you can take down that young whippersnapper that's talking all that noise. That's what we need. And even right now, I said I have every single dollar in my pocket on Goose.
I've got it on you too, buddy.
I got you, man. So yeah, let's do some Apollo Creed Rocky training. I got you. I'll be out there getting you.
Ain't no tomorrow.
If you want me to get in hockey shape, that's gonna take a while.
All right, that's okay, but we got it. We just wanted you to know what was going down, just in case you are accepting this and you can put him in his place.
I've been off the ice longer than he's been on this earth. That's all. He's been the challenge, right?
But Goose, we have faith in one thing. You know what hockey shape is.
That's right. Jake doesn't know anything but how to grow a mustache. That's all he knows.
And I don't want to think I ain't there right now.
All right. We'll let you think about it and see if you accept that challenge, we'll have that ready to go. Let's talk about the trip. How was watching the game in Minnesota? Was that your first time watching the game in that stadium?
First time in the stadium, yeah.
Okay.
It was. I was impressed. Great stadium. Just a great facility. Great crowd. I mean, great atmosphere for a game. And then the Vikings go out there and just laid an absolute egg in front of 65,000. I'll tell you, it was after three plays when Cousins fumbled, mm-hmm. that game was over. That all of a sudden it was in their minds, and it was done. Seven sacks. They couldn't run. They couldn't pass. It was Justin Jefferson disappeared. That's as good as I've seen the Cowboys play in a number of years. If they play like that the rest of the way, they can be a Super Bowl team.
Tell me about the overuse of the horn. Did you hear it in your sleep as you as you went to bed on Sunday night?
I'm thankful that they didn't score a couple times. It would have been a lot worse if they scored. But you hear the horn once after one field goal. You know, it wasn't that bad. I'll tell you what else. and chanting skull.
Right.
It was a fun trip.
Wait a minute. Is that chewing tobacco a part of the Minnesota sponsorship? Skull?
I don't think it's that. Is that skull that they're chanting, Norm? I don't think so. But that's okay.
How about the big drummer? Did you like the big drummer, Goose?
Yeah, I saw that. We walked by that on the way to a quote unquote our suite. It was. Again, it's a great atmosphere. I miss the guy with the motorcycle, though. He's no longer there. You remember that at the Metrodome when they had the guy drive the motorcycle out on the field?
Mm-hmm. And they don't have it at the new stadium? They want to protect the new stadium. Right.
He's gone.
So this is how I kind of evaluate this, Goose, because the Cowboys did put on a great performance, and there's no way I want to take anything away from how they handled an 8-1 team. But I almost look at it like a gymnastics competition. You throw out the lowest, you throw out the highest, and somewhere in the middle is where you kind of see where this team is. Like the first game against Tampa feels like that may be the lowest that the Cowboys have been this year. And then the Cowboys could do no wrong in this game against Minnesota. And although they can build on what they did and, you know, and go about the rest of the season, you don't expect them to play that well every single game the rest of the way.
No, that was a special matchup. Like I said, they with that pass rush, and they couldn't stop. The Cowboys won the line of scrimmage on both sides mm-hmm. of the ball, and that was the difference. And when the Cowboys were a great team in the 90s, that was a regular basis. They were better than you on the offensive line. They were better than you in the defensive line. And the one positive is, you know, Minnesota is one of the four teams that I think has a shot. Philadelphia, Dallas, Minnesota. In San Francisco, I think the Super Bowl team will come out of that group and to handle the Vikings like they did. That was, again, and like you said, that's the high water mark. Can they play like that again against the Giants? I don't know. Different challenge here, but boy, that was a special performance. I'll tell you another thing. They're 5-0 when they run the ball more than they pass it. 2-3 when they pass it more than they run it. And last week, the two best players in the field were the running backs. They continue to ride those running backs, especially Pollard. They're going to win a lot of games down the stretch.
You know, Goose, over the years, quite frankly, thank you. You've taught me a lot of things about football. But over the years, I've understood the things you appreciate about football. And as I watched that game Sunday, I thought, Goose could really like this team because, A, they run the football, and B, they pressure the quarterback.
That's it. That's the key. If you can run the ball, you control the clock. Last week, the defense was on the field for less than 23 minutes. They had fresh legs the entire game, and fresh legs accelerate the pass rush. Mm-hmm. Against Green Bay, the defense was on the field for almost 36 minutes, and they weren't as fresh as they were against the Vikings. If you run the ball, your defense plays less, and the less they play, the fresher they are, especially in the third and fourth quarter when you need that pass rush. That is the winning formula for this team, those running backs and that pass rush. And so, you know, the takeaways are another plus for this team.
You know, Goose, I don't wish to have people run out and say, well, Goose and Norm said we should go buy our Super Bowl tickets right now. But we've talked often, Donnie, this is the time of the year when you start to see the good teams wind up. Start, and boy, we saw one last night. San Francisco starting to wind up, it appears. But this performance at this time of the year really is encouraging to Cowboy Nation.
Yeah, and the season starts Thanksgiving on. And the Cowboys have such a soft schedule the next 4 weeks. They should get to 11 very quickly here. Then the last three games against those teams, that's going to be the key. Philadelphia, Tennessee, and Washington. I think Washington's playing good football right now. They will be battle-tested heading into the playoffs based on those three games.
They really will. And Tennessee has been playing really well. Almost a mirror copy of what the Cowboys want to do, Tennessee has been doing.
Yeah, they may be the best coach team in football to win without a quarterback like that. But again, they can run a ball. You got Derrick Henry. You're not asking your defense to play 40 minutes a game. That's the formula. If you don't have a quarterback, they are executing the formula. But those last three games, Philadelphia here, at Tennessee, at Washington, that's going to tell you if the Cowboys win 2 of 3 there or 3 of 3, that team will be Super Bowl ready.
Well, they have a three-game homestand starting Thursday against the Giants. And we'll talk to you again next week, man. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it.
And if you need me to help you, if we need to race on the beach like Apollo Creed and Rocky to see who will win, just let me know, and I've got your back in training.
Wouldn't that be hard to do on skates?
No, we got to get ready first, okay, though. Okay. We're not doing everything on skates. We got to get Goose ready to take down Jake. All right, Goose, thank you so much, man. We'll talk to you again next week. You too, man. You too. Thank you very much. That's Rick Goslin almost accepting the Jake challenge, but he has to see how his body feels, and then we'll get that going here at Ticket Stop.
I think he's in.
That'd be so great, so great. I don't think he was happy about the way Jake was talking about him.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.